Washington and Oregon are getting serious about finding a replacement for the gas tax. Steadily improving fuel efficiency in cars is eroding the primary source of road funding in the Northwest. A new report to the 2013 Washington legislature finds it feasible to have drivers pay by the mile instead. In Oregon, lawmakers have actually drafted legislation to do just that. Correspondent Tom Bonzi has more.
Suburban Portland SUV owner Mary Olson has possibly glimpsed the future of how we'll pay for roads, although it's tricky to spot.
There's a plug-in underneath my dash.
A small square transmitter records Olson's mileage for monthly billing. She's a state transportation commissioner and has volunteered to test a newfangled tracking device.
It has a GPS capability, and so it knows somehow whether I am traveling on state, county, city roads, or if I'm traveling on private property.
Now, I'm imagining some drivers, if offered a GPS-enabled device, would not just say no, but maybe hell no. Why did you choose this?
Because I don't care if people know if I'm, you know, where I'm driving. I don't have a problem with that. But more importantly, I drive out of state from time to time. And so this way, I don't have to think about that because the device automatically tells them that I'm not in Oregon. So I'm not charged for those miles.
Olson is one of about 100 volunteer participants from Oregon, Washington, and Nevada testing pay per mile as an alternative to the gas tax. She shows me her December bill from a state transportation contractor.
And they're charging me at a penny and a half a mile. So that was $5.21.
Which, it turns out, is just about exactly what gas taxes would have cost her. Oregon Department of Transportation project manager Jim Witte says the experiment shows how a new approach to pay for roads could work. He argues it's important to get moving on a mileage-based road tax because average fuel economy keeps improving, not to mention those electric cars, which generate no gas tax at all.
As more and more people move into that segment, into the high fuel efficiency vehicles, essentially, our financial system for the roads collapses.
Witte says Oregon's real-world experiments have also demonstrated that drivers want choices for how their mileage is tracked. They want the option to pay a flat rate, too. Consultants hired by Washington's Department of Transportation came to the same conclusion.
If you give people one way to do things, it might be satisfactory to some people. But most people say, I wish they'd done it a different way. And especially if that choice was GPS. They say, the government's getting my coordinates. See, you want to avoid that because we don't want their coordinates. We have no reason to have them. All they want is the taxes from their driving.
Once the Oregon legislature gets down to business this winter, lawmakers will consider whether to implement pay by the mile starting 2 years from now. The proposed legislation says metered road use would apply only to new cars that average 55 miles per gallon or better. In Washington state, lawmakers will need more convincing to go down this road, says State Senator Ann Rivers, a Republican from Clark County.
I think that this idea is so new, I think it's going to take quite a bit of time to get the public comfortable with it.
As Rivers puts it, having Big Brother ride along in your car is a big issue to overcome. She also predicts her constituents will perceive the mileage tax to be additive rather than a replacement for an existing tax. Finally, Rivers mentions one more speed bump. Both Oregon and Washington have supermajority requirements to pass new taxes through their respective legislatures. I'm Tom Bonzi in Portland.